The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 80. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 52 tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80, cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Democrat Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bipartisan piece of legislation that was passed at the end of the legislative session of 2023, known as House Bill 2060, that would expand student financial aid programs to the University of Kansas School of Medicine. KSNT News reports the bill would double the number of agreements available to the KUMC students under the Kansas Medical Student Loan Program, allowing the Kansas Board of Regents to award scholarships to osteopathic undergraduate students who are in pre-accredited schools. In a statement from the governor, she said, quote, primary care physicians and psychiatric professionals are needed across the state, and this provides an opportunity for recent graduates to go into the field of medicine to meet the needs of Kansans while receiving relief from student loan debt incurred to become a medical professional. The bill also adds OBGYNs to the list of accepted practices for the funding as a medical professional in the state. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Officials with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are reminding individuals across the state that if you choose to go hunting in the state, not to use a firearm while you're hunting. As Cake News reports, the issue came about after law enforcement in Finney County ended up seizing a 9mm handgun, quote, that was being used to take fish in Garden City. According to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks wardens, they say they wrote the violations to the individual, issuing, quote, illegal means of taking fish and having no fishing license. According to the wardens, they say that non-sport fish may be taken only with fishing poles and line, trot lines, set lines, gig, crossbow, or bow and arrow with a line attached. They also say that the non-sport fish includes carp that you can fish, along with drum, grass carp, threadfin, and gizzard shad, goldfish, suckers, eel, shovel-nose sturgeon, goldeneye, and bowfin. You must have a fishing license to legally fish in the state with individuals aged 16 to 74 years old, according to the Department of Wildlife and Parks. And if you would like more information, you can go to the website at ksoutdoors.com.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Central Platte Natural Resources District has announced a new cost-sharing program for a sensor-based management of fertigation for the 2023 growing season. KSMB Local Channel 4 reports that the new program will be providing $11 an acre with a two-year commitment to maximize fields on the 320 acres in total, with the goal and hopes to provide some financial assistance for many landowners and operators of the land to utilize services and deliver real-time image-based nutrient recommendations directly throughout the growing season. They see some of the recommendations, including the management of nitrogen within the soil, along with water quality management in the area. In order to qualify for the program, if you are interested, your land must be pivot or SDI irrigated with priority given to those using a chemigation system. And to sign up, you can call 308-385-6282. You can also email Cole at cpnrd.org. Mid-America Network News.
Looking to get Mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. They briefly discussed construction of a new health department building and plan a groundbreaking ceremony. Final applications are being approved with construction to begin soon. Shoulder rock has been completed on the Blue Rapids Blacktop. Funding of $12,500 was approved for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Summer Hearts Camp through the Special Alcohol Fund. Nilani Clark has been hired as deputy sheriff. She has investigative experience. Marshall County is seeking applications for a full-time jailer position at this time. At the recommendation of the county treasurer, Melody Gurman was appointed deputy treasurer. Washington County Commissioners approved giving a monetary one-time stipend to employees when they retire instead of a plaque. Amounts will range from $200 for 10-year employees, increasing in five-year increments to $1,000 for a 45-year employee. TC Energy, the owner of the Keystone Pipeline, announced the company has completed its in-creek recovery after approximately 12,000 barrels of oil spilled into a Washington County creek in December. TC Energy says it's finished the in-creek recovery of the discharged oil that affected Mill Creek and will continue progressing with restoration activities along the shoreline. The company expects to be on site until fall to continue monitoring the environment, which is subject to change due to timing. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session last Wednesday to discuss hiring of non-elected personnel. At their regular meeting last Monday, discussion regarding Humboldt, Allison, and the Baileyville roads as a detour during construction on Highway 50 brought a reply that the Nebraska Department of Roads has never granted another state funding for use of roads during a detour. Area residents had complained about traffic and the dust generated. Blue Valley Technologies reports progress on the fiber-to-home conversion project in Marysville with 9 of 22 sectors complete. Mapping of remaining communities, including Waterville, Hanover, Washington, and Frankfort, continues. Blue Valley was a grant recipient for much of the work, excluding Marysville. This was through the USDA Broadband Reconnect program, funding half of construction and implementation costs. $10,000 bond was set for a Holton man, Elijah Walker, who was arrested May 9th after Washington County authorities responded to a call at the shortstop in Washington. Pending are charges of criminal threat and assault of law enforcement, theft, and disorderly conduct. Walker is currently being held at the Washington County Jail on $10,000 bond.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown.
Call
call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible off and on throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more showers are likely throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still a chance for some showers early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid-70s. And clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Temperatures still staying warmer as we head into early next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 80s. And clear Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 55. And the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13.
Forget the fad diet of the week. We're talking the tried and true nutritional advice our ancestors lived by on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 17th, the 137th day of the year. Comedian Bob Saget was born on this day, and the first Kentucky Derby was run on this day in 1875. There's a growing school of thought that says that diets of our great-great-grandparents may turn out to be a model for healthy eating. The more we learn about dietary fat and cholesterol, the more it looks like whole milk, butter, eggs, meat, and seasonal fruits and vegetables are perfectly acceptable in a healthy person's menu. But if you're going to eat like your ancestors, remember some of the accompanying wisdom they've left us. Advice like always leave the table a little hungry, don't eat anything that won't eventually spoil, and one of our favorite rules of thumb, don't eat anything that your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville. The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated will be cheering on the talented and driven Nemaha Central High School track team as the Thunder compete at the upcoming track meet. Good luck, boys and girls, from all of the supportive friends and fans at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, over 40 years of service. C&K Services wishes all the athletes on the Sabetha High School track team good luck at the upcoming track meet. We know these boys and girls will race, jump, and throw their way to victory. Let's go, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support the local athletes. Hummus Trucking Incorporated applauds the talent of the Nemaha Central track team. They have worked hard on their skills, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes to grab that baton and sprint to the finish. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Seven players for the Kansas City Royals last night recorded hits as the Royals got eight hits in a 5-4 win over the Padres. They tie the series at one apiece now. The two teams will wrap up the series with a matinee this afternoon. It is a 3:10 Central Time first pitch. NBA Western Conference Finals last night as the Denver Nuggets taking Game 1 against the Los Angeles Lakers with a 132-126 win. The Eastern Conference Finals get underway tonight with Miami and the Celtics. A familiar last name will be joining the Kansas Jayhawk basketball team. Former KU star Christian Brown's brother Parker Brown will be joining the Jayhawks. Parker Brown is like his brother at 6'10", weighs 215 pounds, but is more of a post player. Parker spent his first two seasons at Missouri, where he averaged 2 points and 1.2 rebounds in 44 games. A major announcement is coming tomorrow in regards to the 2026 World Cup, which will be played at Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium will need $50 million in renovations before the World Cup begins.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play. Don't believe us? See for yourself. Seven Plans awarded a $550,000 Buffalo Progressive. A $1 bet paid $209,000 on Lightning Reels. Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort has the best games, the cleanest environment, and the best concerts and events. Earn rewards with your Seven Plans Players Card to get in on the action. Seven Plans, Highway 77, Newkirk.
The college baseball regular season is starting to wind down, with teams playing just one final weekend before the start of their conference tournaments. D1 baseball and college baseball outlets the NCAA uses predicts the top 25, and in their latest projection, they have the Kansas State Wildcats making postseason play. In the projection, the Wildcats would travel to Nashville to play in that regional. Kansas State baseball has not made a regional since 2013. Yesterday, the Chiefs signed five of their seven draft class rookies from the 2023 class. The only two holdouts are Lee Summitt native and former K-State player Felix Anaduke Uzama and second-round receiver Rashee Rice. Those two were their number one and two picks in the draft. Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes has found himself yet on another list. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback is one of the highest-paid athletes in the world, according to Forbes. The list includes salaries, endorsements, and other off-field earnings. They reported last year Mahomes made $59.3 million. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Marysville and Minneapolis girls softball teams advanced with first-round wins in the regional softball competition at Concordia Tuesday. Marysville, the number 6 seed, knocked off. Third seed Concordia, 3-1. Second seed Minneapolis handled Russell Victoria, 12-2. Marysville High baseball games were postponed until Wednesday at Nema Hall Central. Marysville will play 25 minutes after the first game, which is set to get underway at 2 o'clock. Those regional baseball games at Nema Hall Central. Marysville will face Silver Lake. Bulldogs of the number 6, Silver Lake, the number 3 seed.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the Careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer. Get $70 back via reward card after online submission with your purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Start summer with savings. Drive Michelin and the Michelin Pilot Sport all season 4. Get $70 via reward card after online submission with your purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Buy now. Terms and conditions apply. Full details. Offer extends through June 2nd at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Grow this one flower and reap lots of benefits. Include gomphrena, also known as globe amaranth, in the garden, containers, and cut or dried flower arrangements. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You and the butterflies will enjoy the colorful round flowers all summer long. Grow this annual in full sun and well-drained soil. Once established, it's very heat-tolerant and fairly drought-tolerant. Avoid drought stress to keep them looking their best. Plant in mass, mix with other flowers, or use them in containers for vertical interest. The true flowers are insignificant, but the colorful bracts that make up the clover-like flower heads provide the beauty. You'll find red, pink, purple, lilac, violet, and white cultivars. Check out Ping Pong, a new gomphrena variety with more flower power. This variety grows 16 to 20 inches tall and 8 to 10 inches wide with white, lavender, or purple flowers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
You may have heard people say that President Kennedy would have never been assassinated in Dallas if he ordered the bubble top to remain on his limo. Today we take a look at the actual car he was riding in that day and what it tells us about the security of our presidents on the road. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Henry Ford Museum houses many versions of presidential limousines. Matt Anderson says perhaps the most famous limo is President Kennedy's that had one important modification.
The most famous is that bubble top you talk about. Eisenhower himself had that added. It's just a plexiglass top that looks very much like a bubble, which fits on the car and lets the president be seen but protects him from inclement weather. Certainly not bulletproof. That's an important point to make.
Of course, the bubble top became an important part of discussion the day Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
People say, well, you know, if he'd had that roof on, would it have made a difference? Well, in terms of stopping a bullet, it wouldn't have done anything. You know, it may have deflected the bullet. But it's possible that the assassin might have thought that the panels were bulletproof and would have not shot.
After the assassination, the purpose and design of presidential limos changed greatly.
At that point, they realized that it can't be about visibility anymore. It's got to be about protection. So they put in all new plating, armor plating in the car for the first time. They put a permanent roof on it, and then they put a giant piece of bulletproof glass around the back and then bulletproof windows in the side. So it really becomes an armored vehicle at that point.
Many people do not realize that the car in which Kennedy was assassinated was put back into service.
Certainly people realize it was historically significant in November and December of 63. It was merely a matter of practicality. The president needs a car, and he needs a secure car, so it was going to be faster just to rebuild this car than to start from scratch with a new one.
It's just part of the interesting presidential limo story told here at the Henry Ford Museum. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Very rewarding, but you also need to deal with the manure they leave behind. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good manure management will reduce flies and odor as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Produce nearly 70 pounds of manure per year. Multiply that by a few more chickens in the backyard, and you really have to be on top of knowing how to handle it. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Utah. He says properly composting the coop litter, which includes the bedding and the manure, is a very efficient way to manage it.
You don't ever want to just take litter out of a coop and then just pile it in the corner of your lot somewhere, because then it becomes a fly hazard and things like that. The proper composting to be able to put on the garden is the real key here. It does give a great compost to the garden. There's no doubt about it. And there's various ways you can do that.
For example, put the poultry litter in an open-ended box so you can turn it with a pitchfork as it's composting. There are four main components that must be in the mixture. If they aren't there, you'll just have a rotting pile. They are carbon, which is the bedding, nitrogen, which comes from the feces, and you also need adequate moisture and aeration.
You contain it in a place like that. You add water. If it looks like a mud ball in your hand, it's too much water. Then the other point is you've got to aerate it. So you take your pitchfork and you turn that thing every few days. The way you know when you've done it right is that it'll heat up. And you want that heat to occur because it kills any kind of bacteria that might be in the litter. And also, if you get it up high enough, it'll kill the weed seeds.
Another option is to house chickens in a movable coop or chicken run. Just move them to another area when the manure starts to build up.
chickens get a fresh place to graze, and you'll get free fertilizer for the yard. Learn more about poultry manure management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Did you know that fewer than 40% of Americans could cover a $1,000 emergency with their savings? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. If the thought of an unexpected expense sends you into a panic, you're not alone. Saving money can be hard. Once you pay your mortgage or rent, your grocery bill, and other monthly expenses, there just isn't a lot left over. So here's a tip to help you put away more for unexpected expenses. Go through your bank account and look for hidden savings.
Maybe it's a magazine subscription or a club membership you no longer use. Or it could be a cable TV bill that's more than you need. So are you being diligent when it comes to your finances? The Bible says the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. And speaking of diligence, rather than just focusing on your expenses, make sure you're being a good steward of all God has entrusted to you. When you do, you'll find you live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
All of the staff at Beatrice Scrap Processing honors and supports the fine men and women of the Beatrice Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their unwavering dedication, honorable service, and daily protection. From Beatrice Scrap Processing, proud to support our local police force.
National Skilled Nursing Week honors cultivating kindness by practicing compassion and kindness. Not only do these acts improve one's health and well-being, but also strengthens human connection and bonds. Skilled Career Centers and their staff have shown an incredible and steadfast commitment to providing high-level quality care and continuing to cultivate kindness. This week celebrates Skilled Nursing Centers, their residents, and staff. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfort Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfort Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfort Community Care Home.
Farmers, ranchers, and scientists will meet up this month to talk about problem solving. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Farmers Accelerating Research in Material Science, FARMS for short, is an annual workshop that brings farmers together with scientists to come up with ways to turn bio-based materials into something useful. This year's event is this weekend at Pittsburgh State University in Pittsburgh, Kansas, in conjunction with the Four State Farm Show. Tim Dossey heads the National Institute for Materials Advancement at Pitt State.
It has been a day and a half long session when we bring scientists from actually all over the nation, from Virginia Tech, from Arizona State, from K-State, Pitt State. We bring those in with the farmers and ranchers to have an exchange of thoughts of what are the problems right now that the farmers are dealing with, the ranchers, the producers of any form. And then we get together as the scientists and say, okay, what pieces of this may we be able to address with material science? Can we use agricultural products, byproducts, waste? Can we make value-added products? And oh, by the way, some of those may be able to use right back into the agricultural industry to increase the efficiency.
Dossey says these bio-based solutions offer economic opportunities to farmers and farming communities. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
in this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, May the 17th. The latest World Ag Supply and Demand estimates from the Department of Ag projects a record corn crop along with increased soybean production. Michael Clements has more.
Bernd Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says USDA projects a record corn crop for 2023.
USDA estimated corn planted will be around 92 million acres and a trendline yield of 181.5 bushels per acre. This puts corn production projected at right around 15.2 billion bushels. Soybean acres came in basically unchanged. So we had 87.5 million acres of soybeans projected to be planted. Yields are projected at 52 bushels per acre. This puts us at about 4.5 billion bushels for the new marketing year.
Wheat production is estimated slightly higher than last year, along with declines in cotton yields.
Planted acres for wheat came in at 49.9 million acres. The projected yield would generate wheat production of about 1.6 billion bushels. Planting expectations for cotton are about 11.3 million acres, down 18% from the 2022 estimate. USDA anticipates a 10% yield drop to 854 pounds per acre.
Nelson says the May WASDE report sets the tone for the growing season.
Really, this was a bearish report, especially for corn and soybeans. Much like last year, this WASDE report in May has a lot of weight being carried in the global markets, and we talk about that Black Sea region and what might happen. Farmer planting decisions really won't be updated by USDA until the June 30th acreage report. This will provide more information that we can use to kind of build expectations for the upcoming marketing year.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, May the 17th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Basic estrogen synchronization can not only help to improve cow reproductive efficiency, but it also makes it easier to manage a herd in general. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Improving reproductive efficiency in a beef herd can be as easy as one trip through the chute. Dr. Joe Gillespie, professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about how beef producers can better forecast calving season and related management with basic estrogen synchronization.
The largest benefit of synchronization is getting calves born earlier in the season. And what that does to your cow herd is it does a couple of things. First, it actually increases weaning weights because calves are all weaned at the same time in the fall. So a younger calf, that is the number one factor that determines weaning weight. So if a calf is older and has more time to grow, he's going to weigh more. Second, it really narrows the calving season, which allows for producers to be a little more focused on their management.
Dr. Gillespie talks about how producers can introduce synchronization within their herd.
It can be as simple as one trip through the chute, giving a product that's called a prostaglandin. And those prostaglandins given to 100% of the cows will actually cause them to typically have an estrous cycle within 3 to 5 days after that synchronization. What you essentially do, instead of having a 21-day window where 100% of the animals may cycle, you may get that down to all the way around 10, 14 days. And that allows for the opportunity to get more of those cows pregnant in the front end.
He adds other factors important for reproductive efficiency include proper nutrition, vaccination, and deworming. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Get information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now on this Wednesday afternoon. July corn right now, 561. That's down 20 currently. Corn for September, 499. That's down 7.5. Kansas City wheat for July, 891.5. That's down 3.75. Kansas City wheat for September, 880. That's down 4.5 currently. July oats down 3.5 at 341.5. Oats for September down 6.5 at 341.5. July soybeans right now looking like this, 1339.25. That's down 24.75. August soybeans at 1279.25. That's down 19 right now. Cotton for July, 86.07. That's up $2.69. Cotton for October, 85.28. That's up $1.77. Live cattle for June, 164.32.5. That's up 45 cents. Live cattle for August, up 15 cents at 162.62.5. Feeder cattle for May, 204.57.5. And that's down $1.12.5. Feeder cattle for August, 230.85. And that's down 62.5 cents. Taking a look at crude oil for June, right now up $1.93 per barrel. At $72.79, July crude, $72.83, that's up $1.99. Looking at gold for June, $19.84.75, that's down $8.30. Gold for August, down $8.50 at $2,003.70. Silver for May, $23.80, that's up 6 cents. Silver for July, basically flat right now at $23.88.5. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 394, S&P up 45, NASDAQ up 142.
Fighting feral rye in your wheat?
Looking for a coaxium production system variety with excellent yield potential and drought tolerance? AgriPro brand variety AP18AX gets it done and more. AP18AX is a consistent top yielder in Syngenta Western Dryland Trials. AP18AX also has very good tolerance to stripe rust and wheat streak mosaic virus. Call your local AgriPro associate to book seed. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Taking place May 19th through the 21st in Pittsburgh, Kansas, the Four State Farm Show offers a unique opportunity for producers to incite innovation. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Kansas Corn Growers Association Secretary and Kansas producer Chad Epler discusses the value of the farms workshops at the Four State Farm Show.
As a former educator, I'm always interested about the education of not just young people, but really anybody. And this was an opportunity to bring in scientists, people that work in the lab, and connect them with producers who have boots on the ground every day and find out what are the issues that they could maybe help us with. And I think it's just a unique connection. Being a part of that the first year really was pretty cool. It is a unique opportunity for producers to be a part of.
Epler explains how producers can educate scientists.
That first year, we had scientists and lab folks come from Arizona State, Virginia Tech, Pitt State, Kansas State, and they would understand some topics and some of the things that we're dealing with on the farm, and some did not. And so you got that wow look. And to me, when you see that wow look, it's an opportunity to educate. And once those folks kind of understood what we're dealing with here, whether it's a livestock issue, a crop issue, a chemical issue, any kind of ag issue that we have here locally, then they start piecing it together and go, well, maybe there's a way that we can help from our seat. And so there's that connection. And that's what keeps me very interested, is that wow factor. And, you know, somebody learns something for the first time and there might be a solution somewhere hidden, maybe in their minds, the else's mind, but it takes a connection and that spark. And I think that's what the farms program does.
Epler goes on to emphasize the importance of producer feedback.
Being in a leadership role, you want to make sure that your ears are always open. I always try to make sure that I'm listening to what is being said and who is saying it, just because it's not an issue at your farm. Just because that is not a factor here, it might be to somebody else. And so the more that we connect with our fellow growers and producers and then reach out, you know, the associations, and that could be just networking, connections, talking, letting them know that, hey, you know, here's a unique opportunity with the farms program that we can reach people that want to find a scientific way to solve a problem that's happening on your farm. I think it's well worth the time. People go to farm shows to see what they want to see. That's just what it is. But I hope they take the time to actually stop and listen and engage, because that's what the universities want from us. And who better to get that information than the folks that are on the ground, working every day, having these issues, dealing with things, whether it's a crop or livestock issue, maybe somebody can help. And I think that would be something that we all need to engage in.
That was Kansas producer Chad Epler discussing the value of the farms workshops at the Four State Farm Show. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.